News, I'm Ben Thomas. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes killed nearly 500 people Monday while injuring more than 1,600, the deadliest barrage since the 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued this warning to people in southern and eastern Lebanon.
Don't let Hezbollah endanger your lives and the lives of your loved ones. Don't let Hezbollah endanger Lebanon. Please, get out of harm's way now. Once our operation is finished, you can come back safely to your homes.
Meantime, Iran's president making accusations at the UN.
Masoud Pezeshkian accused Israel of seeking a wider war in the Middle East and laying traps to lead his country into conflict. He said while Israel insists it doesn't want a wider war, it's taking actions that show otherwise. Pezeshkian pointed to the deadly explosions of pagers, walkie-talkies and other electronic devices in Lebanon last week, which he blamed on Israel, and the assassination of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. I'm Karen Shamas.
The man accused in this month's apparent assassination attempt on Donald Trump will stay behind bars.
The government says Ryan Ruth left behind a note detailing his plans to kill the ex-president, and in his car kept a list of dates and places Trump was to appear. The new allegations were in a detention memo filed before a hearing where prosecutors argued Ruth should remain locked up as a flight risk and threat to public safety. A magistrate agreed. Trump, meantime, says the Justice Department's downplaying the apparent attempt on his life by bringing gun charges that are a slap on the wrist. Prosecutors indicate much more serious charges are coming. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And Boeing's made what it calls its best and final contract offer to striking union machinists, upping pay raises to 30% over 4 years, plus larger bonuses. This is AP News. Alcohol-free beers gaining popularity, even at Oktoberfest. Shelley Adler has a report.
Tobias Zolo is the head brewmaster at the world's oldest brewery in Germany.
I like more beer, of course, but you can't drink it the whole day if you have to work, if you have to drive, everything else.
The key, he says, is making sure the beer still tastes great, even without the alcohol.
If there's an alternative to have the crisp and fresh taste from a typical Weinstephan beer, but just as a non-alcoholic version, so that's the point. We want to do that.
Walter Koenig, the managing director of the Society of Hop Research, says non-alcoholic beer is getting more popular.
It's increasing more and more. And I think that goes very close together with the quality of the beers.
This year marked the first time an alcohol-free beer garden opened in Munich. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.